Neolaya.
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 The podcast on PhD mobility. Hello and welcome to the first edition of the Neolaya podcast for PhDs. I am Soufiane Chafik from Université de Tours, and I am here with Wiebke Petersen from Bielefeld University to talk about co-tutels, that is joint double degree programs between universities within the Neolaya Alliance.
Neolaya podcast on PhD mobility.
Hello, Wiebke.
Hi, I'm so glad I could be here. So thank you very much for agreeing to this.
I am glad myself. I have taken a train to be here with you. So let's talk about the differences between doing a PhD in Bielefeld and in Tours. Was this your first experience doing an abroad study program?
Yes and no. I did an internship during my BA, but I did not do Erasmus, classical Erasmus, like you do, to go into university. So I did not attend a university as a BA or MA student.
Where did you go?
I went to Brittany at Concarneau, which is like a partner city of Bielefeld, and I did an internship in a high school.
And what were you studying there?
I wasn't studying. I was working in the administrative division. I was doing stuff they had. They needed people to do. So this it was more like I needed it to be able to graduate, but they didn't care what I did abroad.
And could you tell us now what you are doing currently?
I'm a PhD student in Bielefeld in Germany and in Tours. And this means at the end of my PhD, I will have a diploma from both universities. And I'm working on linguistics. I'm working in the general linguistics field. And I'm doing my PhD on questions in French and in Arabic.
So was that the motivation to do a double degree program with France?
Yes and no. It wasn't planned that way. So the way it happened was that my supervisor in Tours wrote an article, a paper about a topic I was working on. And I contacted him and we started working together because I was doing an experiment on his paper. And at some point he asked me if I wanted to do a co-tutel, like the double degree program. And I agreed and my supervisor in Germany agreed as well. So we decided to do this basically. And this is not usual, but it can be done. So there was a lot of administrative work going into this to change an existing PhD to a double degree program.
Herausforderungen und Vorteile eines binationalen Promotionsverfahrens.
The challenges and advantages of joint supervision.
Défis et avantages de la co-tutelle.
You said there was a lot of administrative work. What were the main challenges you encountered doing this double degree program?
Luckily, I personally didn't encounter any of this because there were people doing this. But from what I've heard was that in Tours, I think in France generally, you need like 50 credit points to be able to get your PhD on top. In my university, there's none such thing. So I was slightly confused as to why I should do this. And I was actually, they wouldn't budge on this. So they didn't want to let go of this. And then there was also like the defense committee composition, because in Germany, it's mostly internal. And in France, it's supposed to be external, and people who write the reports are supposed to be external. In Germany, it's your supervisor and someone else. And in the end, they agreed that I would receive like 4 reports from my supervisors and from 2 external reviewers. Then my jury is going to be relatively large, I think. So this is a lot of stuff which is not normally done to be able to be so that the diploma, because I will defend in Germany, is being recognized by Tours. Basically, that's it.
And did you have any example of this before you did it? Or how did the idea come about?
To do a joint doctoral program? Mm-hmm. My current supervisor suggested it. He asked me if I wanted to do it because career-wise, it would be nice, and I already speak French. And if you're doing this, you have to spend time in the other partner university. And I was we already had a research stay set up, so we just made it part of this. In the end, it turned out that I'm 50% in Germany and 50% in France, roughly speaking, of the academic year.
You mentioned your career. What are the other advantages or prospects that you're looking for in this double degree program?
I mean, it's nice to change a bit of environment at some point. And also the academic culture and the working culture is quite different. So in Germany, you usually have, what you have is that PhD are usually more integrated into your into the supervisor's working group. But there is not such a strong PhD community as it is here often. So as we have it in our lab, for instance, and it's not like I even know people, all people who do a PhD in linguistics in Bielefeld, the people I know because they have their office on the same floor as I do. So it's really nice to have this strong community and to be able to exchange with other PhD students, which I only have a very limited option to in Bielefeld.
You said you were doing something about French for your PhD. Is that an advantage as well of doing this double degree program?
It is. I mean, I did an experiment last spring in Tours, which I could do relatively easy because I was a student, a PhD student, and I was able to be given access to the corresponding facilities. And also the French speakers are here, so I would have a really hard time finding them in Germany. And then there would be bilingual, which was not ideal, so it was really more like an easy thing to do, like ask, can I come, can I do an experiment in these facilities and then find the people. And this would not have been possible if I wouldn't do it co-tutel.
How did you manage the funding between Bielefeld and Tours?
My position is funded by Bielefeld entirely. I'm very lucky to be able to stay when I'm in Tours for a very low cost because I live with someone who is affiliated with the lab and lets me stay in his home. Like transport is like a really big cost. For the first day, I had like an Erasmus Plus program, which there aren't any PhD programs for Erasmus in Bielefeld, so this was kind of difficult to get. And for the for transportation, it is funded by my supervisor's budget usually. So I get I'm reimbursed for the train tickets, and otherwise I do not have any high costs to speak of.
Plan dein Auslandssemester.
Prepare for your mobility.
Organiser sa mobilité.
So you alternate between Bielefeld and Tours. How much time approximately? You said half the year. Like what? In what amount of time?
I'm staying usually 4 months in fall, from September to December. It was more of a coincidence. So last year I did the experiment and I was there for like a month in spring. But the rest of the time I'm in Bielefeld. So we had basically roughly 6 months, half the academic year basically.
Would you say that has been an inconvenience or it has just been neutral, having to change rhythms in cities?
Yeah, at some point, because I'm married, so I don't get to see my husband when I'm here, obviously. And also in the beginning, in Tours, usually people work in the PhD students work in the same office, as I said. And I at first was not used to it because there is just more traffic because like we have an administrative person who's also working next to it. But this, once I got used to it, it was fine. So it's just you have to be, not to be able, but you have to be willing to adapt to know, okay, things are not going to be the same as they are back home. And then you can basically, it was relatively easy. But also I was lucky because the other PhD students in my lab are really were really welcoming and I met some really nice people. So this is it was really it It was actually really easy.
So you mentioned that you did not have to take classes while in France, even though it is sometimes a requirement to take those classes to have credits. But do you teach classes maybe?
Yeah, I'm like my doctoral contract in Germany has like a teaching obligation for one class per semester. So what I do is I teach both MA and BA students in linguistics. And the problem is that the semester in Germany are usually completely different. So like we start in October and end in February, and then we have like 6 weeks of break, and then we start again from April to July. So it kind of conflicts with my being here. So what I do is in fall, usually I have like an intensive class for 3 or 4 days where I do everything I would have done during the semester. And for the and if I'm not here during the semester and I cannot reschedule, I do like online classes as well. So that I can fulfill my teaching obligation, which is kind of stressful because like an intensive class, it's much more intense basically. So you have to teach like 8 hours a day, but in the end it works out. So this is like a really great compromise we found.
And you said it was an obligation. Obviously the main obligation of a PhD is the thesis or dissertation. How does it work? Is it the same standards as in France? What language will you write it in?
I write in English, which generally in Germany is possible. You just have, once you ask to be registered as a PhD, you have to say, I want to write in English, and they say, yes, we approve. So in linguistics, nearly all theses are written in English nowadays. And what I did not know that in France, it's not the same. So you're supposed to write in French. And you can write in English, but only if you do like a summary of 50 pages minimum for the whole thesis, because this is not what it's supposed to be. When we had like the draft of the agreement, we were like, okay, why is this necessary? I mean, it's in English, so yeah, but they don't, then it was said, yeah, they don't want it otherwise. It's required by the law, basically. So this was really difficult for me to understand, but I think in the end it's fine. It's just, I'm fluent in French as well, and it will just be another thing I have to do, but I think it will be quick.
What would be your advice for people who would consider doing a double degree program?
I think they have to be willing to spend time in the other university normally, and I did not say this, I have like a special agreement that I do not have to spend one whole year. Normally you have to spend one whole year of your PhD at least in the other university. You have to be willing to do this. Also, what I think is really important, not for the PhD you're doing, but rather for your own sake, is really to be open and trying to socialize really early on, because it makes things a lot easier afterwards.
Erfahrung im Ausland.
Your experience abroad.
Experience de l'étranger.
And you said that you had been in France before, but did you deal with culture shock aside from the administrative differences while studying abroad?
I don't think so, actually. I've been in France, like we did like school exchanges back then, so it's not like I've never been to France before. To be honest, like I don't think the cultures are this different that you would get like a cultural shock. I mean, academia as such is different from working in normal places, but that's everywhere, so.
Also, you are fluent in French, yeah. Even though we're doing this in English, for people being able to join from all of Neolaya.
Yeah.
But would you say that being able to speak French has changed your experience in France, and particularly in Tours University?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a really big advantage that I was fluent in French before that, and it was easy for me to get to know, because if I had to learn the language as well, which is possible, there would be so much things that would have been different and more difficult as well, like the administrative stuff, being registered as a PhD student, and so on. So, and of course, like people usually try to speak English to people who do not speak French, but I think this is normal. Like, it's not their native language, so it's the communication. It's much more difficult.
And maybe one last question for the future. How do you envision your career being split between France and Germany?
I do not think I'm going to be split as such, but it's definitely a possibility, and I would love to do this, to relocate, not permanently, but at least continuously for some time to France and work here in a university and not have to commute back and forth between the two countries.
So you liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. It was really great. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for answering all these questions. Do you have any last word?
Maybe even if you're not doing a joint, a double degree program, it's easy. Do a research day if you can, because it really brings you so much for yourself, for your thesis, and you just get experiences that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
I will do it for the next one.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Wiebke.
Neolaya.
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 Neolaya.